You know, the whole idea is it's not income to deal with to build buildings. It's we have to deal with our infrastructure. We have aging buildings. Our newest building in the district's 20 years old, which is a high school. And while we've done a good job of on some aspects of being able to keep those up, you know, buildings the size of that take update on a regular basis. So that's, you know, exactly why we've done some roofing, we've done some other things, but to redo the electrical and plumbing and HVAC at the junior high, you know, you just heard the numbers, and cast iron pipes and things like that, those really need to be addressed. And we can't afford to address those. And how do we do that in the most economical way to our taxpayers? And while, yes, we could sell health life safety bonds, the district could do that. That's a direct income, an increase to property tax owners. And is there an alternate way? And so the alternate way is the county school facilities tax is very restricted on what that money can be spent for. One of those is for renovation or building new, purchasing land. We tried in 13 to try to abate. We were going to abate. Everybody in the county was going to abate taxes, and it was voted down. So the problems that we talked about in 13 are still here as infrastructure. And sooner or later, we've got to deal with those. And we're running out of time and options.